Hey there, I'm Derek Wells and I'm the host of Why Not You podcast. I'm a coach, speaker, and mentor, but it wasn't always like this. I had to grow myself before I could grow others. I started this podcast to inspire those who have amazing ideas to be intentional and proactive in discovering who they are and to take massive action to develop a plan to exploit those gifts. I'll take you on a journey to meet some extraordinary individuals who have incorporated systems and habits into their lives to reach personal fulfillment. You will feel empowered to take action to become the best version of yourself. Welcome to Why Not You. Hey, welcome to another episode of Why Not You. This is your host, D. Wells, and I'm rocking this solo this week. Absolutely, we're doing things. Hey, before I get it kicked off, y'all know I like to start it off with a quote of the day. So here we go. It's a quote by Napoleon Hill. Since we're talking about vision, I think this is appropriate. Cherish your visions and your dreams as they are the children of your soul, the blueprints of your ultimate achievements. Whew. There you have it, Napoleon Hill. Cherish your visions and your dreams. It says it right there, y'all. Hey, but before I get it kicked off, man, I definitely have to give a shout out to King's Accountability Group. And we had a great weekend last weekend with our third annual reunion barbecue. We did something a little special. So they flared it up. You know, they sparked it up, spruced it up a little bit by having a first annual kickball tournament. I wish it was televised so everybody could see. Man, it was straight comedy. Man, we had a great time out there. And one of the things just, you know, I love so much about the group is that, man, you just have so many people from different backgrounds who come together, just men who breaking bread, sharing the stories about life and how they've been able to get to, you know, where they are right now, as far as, I mean, it's just whether it's work related, things that they're doing, where they're actually operating in their gifts, changing lives. Man, we're building a community of positive, uplifting people. And that's one of the things I love about CAG. Besides the accountability piece, where there's no settling, y'all. Everybody is doing something and they're moving out their comfort zone, stretching themselves to become the best version of themselves. And so that's what we offer in King's Accountability Group, also known as CAG. But I definitely see the organization get into a place where it's international. And I say that because we have so many people on the team now who are just doing stuff abroad. And so we're just going to continue to grow. Shout out to Kings for having that vision, just to do things big. There's no complacency here, y'all. Let's just jump into it since we're talking about vision. You know, when we look at something with our eyes, you know, our eyes depict what we see in front of us, you know, whether it's images or colors. And we can see as far as our vision, our eyes will allow us to see. You know, so I think it's definitely safe to say that sight is a function of our eyes. However, our sight can actually cripple us because we tend to focus on what we see, which is our current circumstances. And sometimes we can't see beyond it because we're just stuck. And I'm not just talking about, you know, problems that we actually, you know, have or we need to address, whether it's, you know, work related or family related, relationship wise. I'm just talking about, you know, the things that pertain to our mission and what we're created to do. Because a lot of times these things, these circumstances, when we actually just focus on the now, what's in front of us, we tend to become a little stifled. And so we get stuck and we don't move and we forget about our mission and what we're created to do. We just really need to be cognizant of that and this thing about, what is it that I really need to do? What do I need to start working on, planning for? And so I really believe it's important that we incorporate Proverbs 29:18. It's a familiar passage, and it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there's no vision, people perish. Man, it's powerful. I mean, you have a vision. You have something that you know that you want to do, but for whatever reason, you just get stuck in this place. Man, what is it that you want to do? I know you don't want to die knowing that you failed to look beyond your current circumstance. Do you want to have those regrets knowing you could have changed the outcome of your life, but you decided to take the easy way? That's horrible. Use the faith of others who believe in you. Have belief in yourself. Be willing to bet on yourself and take that action to see what your life could be. You know, that passage actually forces you to look beyond what you currently see or enduring at this present moment. Now, what is it? What's going on in your life at this present moment that you need to look past? That's holding you back and keeping you paralyzed because you're so focused on what you see instead of what you can become. Question here. By a show of hands, I know y'all out there in virtual world, out there on the internet, listening. How many of y'all actually have a passion and dream that y'all think about often? I know it's a whole lot of y'all. It's that vision that y'all have for your life, right? We all do it. We all dream about something that's bigger than us. Here's another question. I mean, like, if you couldn't fail at anything in this world, what would it do? What would it be? Static vision. Now, static vision is a state of mind in which the normal consciousness is suspended, often so that something supernatural might be revealed or transmitted to a person by God or a great or agent of God. Let me repeat that. A state of mind in which normal consciousness is suspended, often so that something supernatural might be revealed or transmitted to a person by God or an agent of God. Now, we all have dreams, and those ideas and dreams come from somewhere. It comes from God. He gave you the ability just to think. Now, certain things have been revealed to you. Now you need to take action. Write it on a tablet like it says in the book of Habakkuk and make it plain. So when we think about vision, like in a leadership or business sense, vision gives perspective. It gives perspective of what can be accomplished, that goal you want to obtain. It's the finish line before the next finish line. That's super simple. It's the finish line before the finish line, or before that next finish line. That's why I love my mantra. My mantra goes, I'm unstoppable and everything I need is within me. I have no limitations and I'm never satisfied. I'm breaking through my own barriers to conquer my day and execute with purpose. There is no finish line or growth ceiling. I said it one more time. There is no finish line or growth ceiling, and I win daily. This is my movement. There's no finish line, y'all. There's no growth ceiling. You have to be unstoppable when you have a vision. You have to be. It allows us to see the end. So we know what the end looks like. Now it's a matter of us going after it. I love what Stephen Covey said in his book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, where he states, begin with the end in mind. Begin with the end in mind, meaning knowing where you want to go before you start, so you aren't wandering all over the place without a destination. It's like looking at your blueprint for life. You know what I'm saying? Like a map. And planning your route from point A to point B. You have to know where you're going. You have to know how to get there. So I'm sure you've all had a glimpse of your vision, your end as it pertains to what you're pursuing. Since God has put these ideas in your mind, now it's up to you, because you know you can't shake it. You can't shake it. It's that idea that you dream about so often. You know what the destination looks like because you have a clear line of sight and it's filled with personal fulfillment, but you have to take action, especially since that vision is so close to your heart and it's personal to you. Now let's talk about God for a second. Because his perspective on vision is totally different, but it's similar, right? Because God's past is our future. God begins things with the end in mind. He's already known how things are going to play out, what he wants before it's created. He knows the purpose, and he created us humans in his image, and he knows everyone's potential. God has seen your life before he actually started it. God said to Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you and made you holy. I have appointed you as a prophet to the nations." Now, he probably didn't make you a prophet. It's no telling. I don't know. But he made you for a specific purpose. Maybe it's to start a business, to employ others, speak and inspire other people, produce and manufacture consumer products. Maybe go into tech, become a developer, maybe an attorney because you like to talk. You have that gift of gab. You like to debate. Maybe it's start a bakery to create that world sweet tooth. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe that honest mechanic, be that honest and ethical person that people can trust, who people know that you won't take advantage of. I don't know. I don't know why you were created, but that's between you and your maker. All I know is God shows us what we can become through our dreams and passions. It's just a matter of taking that initial step, taking action on it. That's the key word, taking action. Everything God has created has purpose, and nothing was created as an experiment. So I just want y'all to know that you are not an experiment. Your life has purpose. You have an assignment, because God didn't create you without a purpose. There is something that he wants you to do, which is the reason why you exist. And he made your life right now. You are not a mistake. And so at this time that you're here on earth was by divine purpose for this season in humanity. Could you just imagine, like, if you were born in this environment that wasn't, where there just wasn't a whole lot of affirmations, and all of a sudden you just started to follow suit with those people who aren't really doing anything because they didn't have no clear direction. They didn't have no dream anymore. They felt like, well, I'm here in this situation. This is where God wants me to be. That's not true. Because I know plenty of people who you could say they were a product of their environment, but they stepped out of that environment and found a new one. I want you to believe that. And if you have seen your destination and it aligns with God's motives for your life, not your motives, but God's motives, you may make it for a little while, but it might not last. It might not last. Because if it's something from God and God ordained it, man, it will control your decision making. It will force you to be extremely disciplined with your behavior and your actions. It's almost similar to like having an obsession with something, because now you're operating your gift. You love doing what you do. You just can't wait for the next day so you could get grinding again. That's what it's like. So your vision should be connected to your daily actions, acting on the most significant things that align with your vision, prioritizing your daily schedule, and going after it with intentionality. You really don't have time to be lazy while operating in this comfort zone, chilling because you feel like, I don't feel like investing in myself right now. Oh, I don't feel like reading this book. Oh, I don't feel like studying. Like, you deserve a break today. I'm trying to remember that fast food restaurant commercial where it talked about you deserve a break today. Listen, you don't deserve no break right now. What have you done that's going to add value to your vision today? Are you going above and beyond, or are you just, I don't know, doing the minimum? Because if you're doing the minimum, it's going to take you a whole lot longer. You're just being lazy and you're falling in this place of complacency. And I have a question. I already know what your vision is doing right now. It's whispering to you. Your vision is straight up whispering to you. Let me tell you what it's saying. I'm here and I'm waiting. Are you going to make progress and take some action to be extraordinary? Because I surely don't want to be just a memory. Your vision does not want to be a memory in the distant wind when you pass away and it's going in the grave with you. I mean, I'm pretty sure you've all heard the term that the richest place on this earth is 6 feet below. Come on, y'all. Come on. I have another question. It's a question of ownership. This is serious. Have you placed comfort over the vision you've seen for yourself? And is mediocrity overshadowing personal fulfillment? Or is personal fulfillment overshadowing mediocrity? But if you're not taking ownership, oh man, you're going to be in bad shape, straight up. That's the last place you want to be, is in the position where you're settling and you're compromising your vision. If you know where you're going, you know what kind of environment you need to be in and what kind of friends you need to keep. And I love what my boy Ryan Jeezy said. Some friends will shed themselves from your life because your agenda is different from theirs. And it's so true, because you're going to be flying at an altitude that only a few can fly. You're no longer hanging with the pigeons. You're up there soaring with the eagles. So you're striving for a bigger and better self. Your circle is tight. Just like King's Accountability Group, circle is tight. Your vision is connected to your purpose, so you must operate in a methodical way. And some folks won't get it. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways are my ways. That's what Jesus said. Therefore, you have an agenda, habits, discipline that dictate where you're going. And it's going to be a narrow road, because it's going to force you and it's going to make you focused and be disciplined. And so other people, they're not going to be able to grasp the mindset that you have, because you're no longer moving around aimlessly without a purpose. You've transformed your mind to accelerate at another speed. They won't get it. They will not get it. That's why I love what Dr. Miles Monroe said about discipline. He said it controls your whole life. He said, write your vision down, document it, create a plan. And your plan is determined by your vision. Never allow other people who aren't going anywhere to dictate your life. So choose your friends carefully. Vision is not ambition. This is something I love. Vision is not ambition. A vision will never benefit you, because it's not self-centered, it's other-centered. You just need to marinate on that one for a second. A vision of God will never benefit you, because it's not self-centered, it's other-centered. What are you doing? What are you doing to deploy your gift that's associated with your purpose and your vision for life, where you're changing lives of other people, where you're influencing them, making a difference, causing some other people to believe in something that they never believed in before? And let's get it, y'all. Another thing, choose your library carefully. The books we read dictates where we're going. So if y'all reading some love mystery novel. Good luck with growing. It's not about that. Y'all need to be reading some personal development books that's going to stretch you. And when you read them, highlight, underline. When you get a revealing thought, write it down. Document, write in the margins. Because one thing I could tell you is that one book has the potential and the ability to save 5 years from your life. Maybe more if you apply what you read. Another thing, vision fails because people misuse their time. What's the difference between you and somebody else who's successful? I mean, they operating at a whole nother level. They might even be younger than you. Other things, they're using the planner. They're documenting. They have their days prioritized. They know exactly what they're doing, what they need to do, when to do it. They're not just shifting in the wind, trying to remember everything. It doesn't work like that. All that's going to do is confuse you. I swear, if you write things down, you make a checklist, or, you know, just itemize, you can just start checking things off. You know what to do, and you end up being more productive. Vision-driven people must also discard some things. You're going to have to make some sacrifices, and it's not going to be easy, but you can do it. Some things might not be right for you, and you go down that wrong road, that road that leads you to, just a road of destruction. It doesn't have to be destructive to the point where it could be enough to distract you and get you off track. And that's the last thing you want. That's the last thing you need, is to be driven off track, directed down the path because, oh man, this right here looks good. It looks like it's, you know, could align with what my purpose is, what I'm called to do. But I'm not sure. Then all of a sudden you go down it, and next thing you know, boom, you're off track. So one thing I can definitely tell you that vision does is it gives you energy and provides you with the purpose. And now you're seeking that personal fulfillment. Absolutely. I have to reiterate something. I must reiterate this right here because it's important. God never gave us birth to live by our eyes. God has never given us birth, or God never gave us birth to live by our eyes. Our eyes see things as they are, but that vision sees things that they should be and could be. So we need to go back and think about what Solomon said. Without vision, people perish. Without vision, people perish. And in the book of Habakkuk, when God spoke to Habakkuk, he said, write down your vision and make it plain. Write down the vision, make it plain on tablets. Some of the greatest revelations came from daydreaming. I mean, daydreamers out there. I know there's a lot. Sometimes God would take you away from your family. Not literally, but just to get away and be in that quiet place where you can actually listen, receive, focus on your ideas, expand on those ideas. Think about people who you might need to contact that can actually help you with those ideas. People who are different from you. People who have dreams also. People who have visions. People who are executing at a high level. Those are the kind of people you need to be around, because they won't let you fail. Absolutely not. Now, there are some obstacles. Because visions are destroyed by people who don't have any. And that's part of your association. So you need to really protect yourself. But also, sin. You know, what's your life like right now? What's going on in your life? What are some of the things you need to work on personally that's holding you back, that's preventing you from moving forward or executing? Things that's just weighing you down mentally that you need to take care of. Because one thing, Satan will use any kind of tactic use any kind of tactic to get you off course. That's why you have to be in a position where you're actually listening and you can receive. Could you imagine if, man, I was just thinking like Mary when she was pregnant, and here an angel came and told her that she's going to be impregnated because of her righteousness and her faith. And even though she had doubt, she still believed. She had that faith. And when you receive a vision from God, like Mary did, it almost becomes supernatural. And it appears like, man, how is this really going to happen? But see, that's the thing. When God gives you a vision, man, it's usually so big that you need the Holy Spirit to make it happen. It's the only way that it's going to come to fruition. That's what I love when God spoke to Joshua after Moses died. He told Joshua that he would be with him as he was with Moses. And so he needed to be strong and courageous. God told him that he needed to be strong and courageous 3 times. Then he finished with, "Don't be troubled or dismayed. I am with you wherever you go." Man, what an honor to have God speak to him the way he did and affirm that, hey, dude, you're going to endure some stuff. It's not going to be easy. That's what I'm telling you right now, to be strong and courageous, because you're going to be facing some trials. It's going to test your faith, but don't worry. I'm about to be with you no matter what. And after God spoke with Joshua and he assumed his new role as a leader, as he's leading these Israelites to the promised land, the same people that supported Moses now supported him and told him this very same thing, to be strong and courageous. They believed in Joshua. That's your circle. That's your circle of influence. That's my CAG, right? That's my King's Accountability Group. They're the same people who supported Joshua on this mission. Absolutely. So your vision, the vision of your life, man, keeps you wanting to live for tomorrow. No matter what, the vision is very specific and unique. And so as we were going through this journey and we're pursuing our vision, we're pursuing our life, because we're not going to stay in that place of complacency, right? God says, "In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will." Oh, God has a plan to get you to the place that you were predestined to be. That's a fact. The thing is, God will never tell you what that plan is, because that plan is part of your journey, which is a secret to God. And if it was revealed to you, what would you be saying? No way. I'm not going through this. I'm not going through that. I'm not going to endure this. I'm definitely not enduring that. I'm about to create a plan so I don't have to endure none of that stuff. Meanwhile, you're over there trying to deviate, trying to circumvent the plan for your life, and you're missing out on opportunities. That's why he doesn't tell you. But it's part of the whole character development, being patient, discipline, and the mistakes that you end up making during this journey will actually conform the way you think and help you become the best version of you. So I say, take hold of what God has given you and start your journey to your destination right now, which is your vision. That's it, folks. It's time to rock and roll. Let's do this. This is your host, D. Wells, rocking with you. Why not you, y'all? Why not you? Let's go get it. And remember, we cannot become what we need if we remain where we are. D. Wells is out.